Models show it being warm through the entire period. One of the models shows a chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow morning. Not a big chance, and it would be isolated stuff. It's not organized. But now models have taken away Saturday's rain. I haven't done that yet, just in case it comes back. But if it's not there tomorrow, I'll get rid of it, especially if models drop the dew points again. They dropped them from 21 to 17 for Saturday. If they drop them even further, then I'll have to take the rain out. It would mean that moisture is just not going to get that far north. In fact, that's the subject of this audio clip. Why are the models showing more heat and humidity early on and then backing off? Well, my hunch, and that's all it is, but it's a hunch, is that with this polar vortex pattern that we've had since winter, models are overestimating how far things are going to go north. They're thinking, well, the jet stream's going to go way north. We're going to get heat and humidity like we do most summers. And it's just not getting as far north as they think. And then they start correcting as it gets a little bit closer because the models are not able to handle extreme patterns that well. If the pattern were more average, then they have a much better track record. So my hunch is that they're overestimating how far north things will go. Then they start backing off when it's not doing that. And that may be why it looks warmer and more humid at first, and then it backs down a little bit.